The deadline to fund state government is rapidly approaching, and legislators are struggling to bridge a $1.3 billion budget gap. One idea is to end a tax rebate for unprofitable oil and gas wells. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports for KGOU, small oil and gas producers are telling lawmakers not to use their safety net to help plug the state's budget hole.
The Oklahoma House is in session, and Darlene Wallace is blocking the ornate entrance to the main floor. She's an obstacle and an oil producer, and she's clutching a clipboard holding the names of lawmakers. She wants a word with them.
Well, I think we had some success speaking with different representatives about our issue for 1577, and some of them see it as a tax increase.
Wallace is talking about Senate Bill 1577, which would eliminate a tax rebate for unprofitable oil and gas wells. The legislation was authored by Republican Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman. He's an oil man himself, not the usual suspect for writing a bill keeping tax money from the pockets of small oil companies. That shows the scale of the state's budget problems.
We said from day one, everything is going to be on the table this year.
His bill sailed through a Senate vote.
We're going to get more money in the general revenue fund so we can make funding of our core services, that's our main responsibility, funding government properly.
The cost of the rebate has ballooned as oil prices have crashed. Before the downturn, producers claimed $11 million. Today, tax officials estimate producers will claim about $133 million in rebates in the upcoming fiscal year. Wallace, who also chairs the National Stripper Well Association, says the bulk of that money will go back to large oil and gas companies that aren't as vulnerable.
You know, I'm up here doing this for not me. You know, but for the small producer, yeah. I mean, somebody's got to do it. So I got to go over there and speak to them.
And off she goes with her clipboard of names to talk to the Senate. The next day, I meet Wallace at the Columbus Oil Company office in Seminole.
And we have just pulled on location.
The nearby fields contain some of the state's oldest producing wells.
They're both stripper wells.
Stripper wells, also known as marginally producing wells, pump out 10 barrels of oil or 60,000 cubic feet of natural gas a day or less. Individually, they're small, but together they're mighty, accounting for 40% of the state's production. Today, this well will produce about 2.5 barrels of oil.
Currently, I am losing quite a bit of money every month.
Wallace took the reins of Columbus Oil after her husband died in 2004. Today, she has 4 employees, 10 partners, and 27 wells, all of them marginal. These wells are low-tech and cheap to run, but the payoff is small.
I even took a 50% cut in salary myself just to try to keep the company afloat. I decided I could live on less.
Industry groups are urging lawmakers to keep the rebate or amend it. Their idea is a $25 million cap and language that limits claims to small producers. Tax officials say 80% of pending rebate claims were made by large companies. There's another concern. Newer oil and gas wells receive incentives that provide years of generous tax discounts. Producers often pay just 1 or 2% tax. Older wells and marginal wells pay 7%.
Bill is now before you on third reading and final passage. Will there be debate?
Arguing against Senate Bill 1577, Democratic Senator John Sparks said eliminating the rebate could mean fewer wells paying the higher tax.
That these wells, once they're shut in, we all know it's not commercially viable to open them back up. I think it's reckless at this time to pass this bill at this point, and I would urge this body and these members to vote against this bill.
Back in the oil field near Seminole, Darlene Wallace says she's not eligible this year, but she's claiming the unprofitable well rebate during past downturns.
More than half my wells are running negative this year.
She says the rebate helps small producers in years when oil prices sink. It costs just as much to produce $30 a barrel oil as it does $100 a barrel oil. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma, sponsored by Cox Business, providing customized phone and data services to Oklahoma businesses and organizations of all sizes. CoxBusiness.com.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's public media stations. For more on how the 2016 session is affecting the energy industry, click the State Impact link at KGOU.org.